Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn thanked the Rice County Commissioners last week for their support. For 25 years, his office was unable to hire anyone.
So last year, the commissioners allowed us to hire 3 additional deputies. And then this year, we will be hiring 2 more. We'll promote somebody to a sergeant's position later this year to take over the drug task force commander position.
They'll add an additional deputy at the courthouse. Dunn said the additions will help them immensely, explaining that
State Patrol goes off at 2-3 in the morning, and then when Fairborn, Northfield, or Lonsdale needs assistance, they're calling on the sheriff's office, and we want to be able to have adequate staffing.
Dunn commented that the number of candidates for law enforcement positions is down considerably from a few years ago. He added,
it's a timely process. Backgrounds can take 2 to 4 weeks. The interviews and everything else, 2 to 4 weeks. So you're looking at 3 or 4 months once you post a job before you even get somebody started.
The Sheriff's Department will also be installing a metal detector at the courthouse this year. A collaboration between the Northfield Historical Society and several partners have created an online digital library of historical materials, pictures, and documents that are open to the public. Northfield History Collaborative Project Coordinator Stephanie Hess said there are 16 partners. They include the colleges as well as
townships, businesses, the Rice County Historical Society. So our scope is even wider than just Northfield proper.
Along with the image is information.
So you could just type in our search bar for Division Street, and then you would see anything that had to do with Division Street from all 16 of the partners all congregated together in one search.
They have multiple topics, with the latest on World War I as we commemorated the 100th anniversary. Hess said a big surprise was the record of soldiers.
It's over 2,000 pages long. Every soldier in Rice County who served is given one two-sided sheet of paper. It lists their name, but also offers amazing biographical information. So you have their parents' name, where they were born.
And much more. Go to northfieldhistorycollaborative.org. The Soldier's Book can also be seen in person at the Rice County Historical Society. And this January, National Blood Donor Month, the American Red Cross has an urgent need for blood donors of all blood types to make an appointment to give now. Severe winter weather has had a tremendous impact on blood donations already this year, with more than 150 blood drives forced to cancel, causing over 5,500 blood and platelet donations to go uncollected. This is in addition to seasonal illness such as the flu and hectic holiday schedules, collectively contributing to more than 28,000 fewer donations than what was needed in November and December. I have a press release on KYMNradio.net that gives blood drive locations, dates, and times. You can also check out redcrossblood.org. News from around the state is next.